We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Resh Mem Hei Sif Aleph. We discussed yesterday the situation of a Jew and a non-Jew who have a partnership together. What should they do with the money that is made on Shabbos? So we said the ideal is to make a condition beforehand where the Jew and the non-Jew agree even before they create the partnership that the non-Jew will work on Shabbos and he'll get all the profits from that day, and a Jew will pick another day during the week that will be his day to work and he will get all the profits from that day. The Mechaber also stated that if they don't make this condition and in the end they decide to split the profits 50-50, then that money is aser. However, we continue with the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yesh matirin hasachar b'dievet afilu lo hisnu v'chalku stam. The Ramah quotes the Rush, who says that even if they didn't make the condition beforehand, if they end up splitting the profits 50-50, then it is going to be mutter to keep that. Nearly the behefsek gadol yeshus machalayo, and the Ramah thinks that we can rely on the Rush in a situation of hefsek gadol where there is great monetary loss. The Mishnah Berurah adds that our entire discussion is only discussing a case where the Jew and the non-Jew both have ownership in the object itself. They both have ownership in the oven. They both have ownership in the bathhouse. But if the Jew really has complete ownership over the oven or the bathhouse, and he just allows the non-Jew to use the oven or the bathhouse on certain days, and he gets the profits, the non-Jew gets the profits, then this is going to be a problem, as this is just like every other case of hiring a non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos. So the Mishnah points out that in that situation, it could be a problem, and the Magen Avraham thinks that we would need to be machmir for that daya. So we're only talking about a case where both the Jew and the non-Jew have ownership in the actual object. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that even if it's a situation where the non-Jew does not have ownership in the object, but he is just using the bathhouse or the oven and getting the profits, and the Jew gets some of the profits, it's still going to be mutter in a case where it is done behavla, where you tell the non-Jew, you can work in my merchatz or my tanur for 2 or 3 days, and I will get the schar. So since it is the profits of Shabbos are included in those 2 or 3 days, is going to be mutter for the Jew to receive those profits. It's not called Schar Shabbos since it is done by